नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter number 15 entitled King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation. Text number 24. Mahat gunan atmani kartum isha Kastva vakestavayate stopi Tesya bhavishyaniti vipralabdo Jana vahasam kumate na veda Mahat gunanatmani कर्तुम ईशा महद्गुणानात्मानि कर्तुम ईशा का स्वस्तवके स्तवयते स्तोपि कास्तवके स्तवयते स्तोपि तेस्या भविष्यानिति विप्रलब्धो जाना वहा शंकमते न वेदा जाना वहा शंकमते न वेदा महद्गुणानात्मानि कर्तुम ईशा कास्तवके स्तवयते सतोपि तेस्या भविष्यानिति विप्रलब्धो जना वहा शंकुमते न वेदा वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग Mahat, exalted, Gunan, the qualities, Atmani, in himself, Kartum, to manifest, Isha, competent, Ka, who, Stavake, by followers, Stavayate, causes to be prized. Asataha, not existing. Api, although. They. Asya, of him. Abhavishyan, might have been. Iti, thus. Vipralabdha, cheated. Jana, of people. Avahasam, insult. Kumati, a fool. Na, does not. Veda, no. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. How could an intelligent man, competent enough to possess such exalted qualities, allow his followers to praise him if he did not actually have them? Praising a man by saying that if he were educated, he might have become a great scholar or great personality is nothing but a process of cheating. A foolish person who agrees to accept such praise does not know that such words simply insult him. purport. Prithu Maharaja was an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Lord Brahma and other demigods had already testified when they had presented the king with many heavenly gifts. Because he had just been coronated, however, he could not manifest his godly qualities in action. Therefore, he was not willing to accept the prize of the devotees. So-called incarnation of Godhead should therefore take lessons from the behavior of King Prithu. Demons without godly qualities should not accept false prize from their followers. We'll read the next two verses and this chapter is finished. So there is no purpose. Text 25. Prabhavo hi atmana stotram jugupshanti api vishrutaha rimante parama paramodara paurusam va vihatitam. As a person with a sense of honor and magnanimity does not like to hear about his abominable actions, a person who is very famous and powerful does not like to hear himself praised. Text 26. Vayam te avidita loke sutap yapi varima pi karma bhi katam atmanam gopayishyam yama balavat. Translation. King Prithu continued, my dear devotees, headed by the Suta, just now I am not very famous for my personal activities because I have not done anything praiseworthy to you could glorify. Therefore, how could I engage you in praising my activities exactly like children? Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 4th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandegam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Seeking blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas, I would like to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So, this is a very interesting pastime, and it is very important at this moment because, Bhagavatam, speaks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and about his pure devotees, which is something we can if you say it's a positive aspect of spirituality. But there is other thing. For example, there's a section of Bhagavatam. We can at least know who is not Supreme Personality of Godhead by understanding the certain aspect of this section. Because if you're not very clear of who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's okay, at least in a safe boat. But at least you should be sure that who is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that way you will not have any confusion if someone claims that he is the Supreme Person. So here we see King Prithu. King Prithu appeared from the King Vena. So when he appeared, he and Archi, you know, they both are Shakti Avesha Avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shakti Avesha Avatar means that a Jiva is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do a specific task on behalf of Him. So something which is extraordinary power. If someone, you know, for example, here we can see King Prithu. He is the first of the kings. And the sages are very happy and they are very convinced that this should be the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they could see that previously Bahuka, who had come from Vena, the reaction of all the sinful reactions and everything has come. So this must be the auspicious sign. And so here we can see that the sages are happy and the demigods are happy. Lord Brahma, all other demigods have come down and they've, you know, so many gifts like a throne, so many ornaments, wealth, you know. Lord Shiva gave the sword. So we can see in the previous verses that many gifts were being given to Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj, and then there were some reciters, some, you know, who would glorify the king in a poetic way, like Suta, Mahata, and another. There are certain professional reciters and professional praisers, you know, they glorify the king. So they started glorifying Prithu Maharaj. Now here, Prithu Maharaj was very gentle and he was smiling, he was accepting, and he was also showing his humility here. He is saying, you know, he is actually educating, you know, showing the followers. Because if you see, nowadays, you know, person claimed to be God or person claimed to be incarnation. Is a kind of, you know, like, don't know the, you know, the depth or the seriousness or gravity of the, you know, statement. I remember, you know, when I was going to school, my friend showed me a post, like his birthday, you know, like what do you call it? Birthday card. Like if someone's birthday, they give you a card. So on the top of the card in the cover, it was written, "You are the 11th incarnation. Happy birthday," like that. That time, I don't know what is incarnation. I asked, "What is incarnation?" "Oh, incarnation, you don't know. Incarnation means avatar." They, you know, one of my grand gave me that I am the 11th incarnation. So I also was happy. Great, you are also incarnation. So because that time, least bother about God. So yesterday I was talking to some students and then I asked, you know, who is God? And there was pin drop silent. See, for example, if someone, you know, like, you know, the government or the head of the state or head of the country or something, that position is like really wanted, you know, hot list, like, you know, everyone fight for that. And everyone knows who is that person. If someone asks who is the prime minister, who is the president, they know immediately. Everyone talking about it. The whole nation is talking about it. And if someone is not qualified and sitting there, they criticize. If someone is doing good, they praise. So, but who cares about God? If you ask who is God, you know, they can't give a definitive answer. They cannot give a clear answer. One person told, he is nirakar, nirarup. No form, no quality. Then, you know, different answers, you know, pops out here and there. When Prabhupada, you know, very clear that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Person and He is God. So, sometimes, you know, here we can see the demigods, the great personality come and testify Prithu Maharaj. They see the ants, they see the lions, they see the, you know, feet, you know, the mark of the disc, the lotus flower, so many markings are there. And the great personalities have, you know, accepted that Prithu Maharaj is an expansion. So in like similarly, if you are accepting Krishna, how do we know? We should follow the footsteps of Arjuna. Arjuna accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can see Krishna himself claims that I am the Supreme Person. From me comes everything. I am the source. There is no truth superior to me. I am the Supreme Controller. Ishvara. So this is one of the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita clears, gives a, you know, definition, gives the understanding who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Arjuna actually, you know, he quotes the great personality accepted. He doesn't quote any, you know, scientist or philosophers or politicians or something. He quotes the same, you know, great demigods or great personality, Narada, Sita, Vyasa, Devala, you know, these great personalities, you know. And Prabhupada writes, Ramanujacharya, Sankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Sri Chaitanya, everyone, these are the great personalities, great sadhus, the gurus, the acharyas, everyone accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna himself also claims that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the scriptures is also pointing to Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Suppose, you know, for example, if a child is there, a small child, and the child is lost in the wilderness or in some place, and doesn't know who is the father. Now the father is coming, you know, I am the Supreme Person, you know, I am the father of you, I am, you know. He may have doubt. Then the mother also says, you know, this is the father. Not only that, the people who know their parents also saying, you know, these are their parents, you know, this is your father. Similarly, we can see, we have forgotten God. Not only that, we have forgotten the eternal relationship which we have with God. Now Krishna is addressing, is kind enough, is coming down and then giving this knowledge. Krishna says that this knowledge is broken. Due to time, this knowledge is broken, but I have, you know, chosen you and I am giving this knowledge, and you is the start of the new parampara, Arjuna. Krishna is saying. So he is giving that knowledge. Then the scriptures, who is nothing but, you know, the, like a mother, is actually giving the pointing towards Krishna. And the great sages and acharyas, they are also pointing towards Krishna. So we have this check, balance and check, we have this tripod. That is Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. The Guru and Sadhus, they give the information. From the, then the scriptures also pointing, so everything in align. That Krishna is the Supreme Controller and Krishna is the Supreme Person. So this information is very important, because otherwise, see here we can see, when the followers and when the devotees glorify Prithu Maharaj, he's saying, you know, I haven't manifested the qualities or the glorification which you are praising me. So how can I accept that? So he is saying, you know, you should not glorify, because it's like an insult. So here you can say that it's like a, he's accepting like a child who is praising. So it's like, you know, suppose you are doing some job or something. Then someone comes and say to you, if at all you would have studied, you would have, you know, you would have become a doctor. Or if at all you studied good, no? You would have become a doctor. So you will think, now what happened now, you know. Now okay, but you know, what to do? You know, fate. It's like then indirectly insulting that you didn't study properly, or you didn't get the job which you desired, or you didn't perform well. What you're doing is useless. So it's like an insulting thing. So if you would have done, so like here, you know, it says that if you have become educated, you become a good scholar or you are a good, you know, poetic. But what to do now, you're not. So it's like that, you know, Prithu Maharaj giving this example that you are praising, but actually if a fool, you will accept, but if it's intelligent, you will think, you know, that this is an insult, is a cheap insult. And how can I accept this insult? So don't do this, you know. He's very humbly presenting. So we should understand, because the people, you know, can be easily cheated, easily been misled, because of the, you know, if a person claims that, as I said, say for example, tomorrow, you know, I can also claim God. Because no one bothered about that position. No one knows the seriousness of the, you know, talk. It's not the case earlier. Here, you know, we see, Prabhupada writes in Prabhupada, that if someone is pretending that he is a supreme personality of Godhead, then the authorities have the rights to kill him. They will kill. We can see the example. Example of what? King Vena. King Vena claims that he is the supreme personality of Godhead, and what happens to him? In the 10th chapter, we can see Paundraka. He claimed that I am the Vasudev, I am the original personality of Godhead. And what happened to him? Krishna killed him. And we can see the authorities killed King Vena. King Vena claimed that I am the supreme person, you know, I am the original, you know, the supreme personality of Godhead. And what happened? Because he was pretending and he was claiming that I am God, and the authorities, you know, killed him. Now, if someone claims God, they at least bother, because they are not at all interested in God or spirituality. Because they think that is something which is not, you know, a necessity. There are some things which is not, you know, necessary. Is nothing going to happen, you know, affect me? Who cares, you know, there are 100 people are there, okay, you are 101. So, we don't want to go and kill that person, because then, you know, that will become a full-time job for us. So we don't have to do that, but we have to expose this personality. So I was hearing this lecture by Srila Prabhupada on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he was saying that we tell these people, you know, muda, fool. He'll tell these people, you know, these scientists, scholars, they're all claiming, you know, matter is everything. And we tell him, you know, on the face, fool. But they don't like it. If you tell someone on the face you are a fool, no one likes it. So Prabhupada said, but what to do? We have to tell on the face you are a fool. We don't have to compromise. We have to tell, and we have to explain. And the Prabhupada said, by doing that, don't think that, you know, you cannot. This is a service to Krishna. This is actually a service to Krishna by exposing this, you know, so-called and, you know, like self-proclaimed God-man. This is, you know, Bhagavad Gita is Prabhupada, you know, tells. Because they like to kill Krishna, they like to brush away Krishna and present their own opinion and, you know, authority. They make their own policy and, you know, everything. But that is not what actually Bhagavad Gita and all the teachings is. To establish the Supreme Person, we have to expose this personality. We have to actually save the innocent people. We have to explain, we have to educate people that who is Krishna, who is Supreme Person. Not on the basis of sentimental, or not on the basis of, you know, I like, you know, the Krishna flute, or, you know, I like, you know. That is not the, you know, the philosophy means it is backed up with the proper knowledge coming from Parampara. So Prabhupada is saying we have to do this as a service to Krishna, because that's how we can establish, you know. And interesting that even, you know, the personality, you know, for example, Mahaprabhu or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't want people to call them, you know, as God. They close, you know, if someone called Vishnu, Mahaprabhu used to close his ears and run. Because they know this is certain incarnation, certain appearance, certain mission statement, certain pastimes and activities and qualities, we can make out, okay, these are, you know, empowered personality. These are incarnation. These are not ordinary personality. But though that, even them are, you know, they want to take a lower position. They want to be controlled by devotees. This is interesting. Even though the great personality, for example, Krishna, in the starting Bhagavad Gita, he, you know, he is just a driver to Arjuna. Arjuna saying, Krishna, can you take this chariot I want to see the people who want to, you know, who is supporting the ill-minded Dhritarashtra and his sons. I want to know who are all come here, who are assembled here. Can you take my chariot? So Krishna, you know, he humbly takes the chariot and puts in front of, you know, both the armies. So even though Krishna is a supreme controller, but he likes to be controlled, but doesn't, you know, just because he's taking the lower position, even though he's taking the lower position, but his position is not challenged. He is still the supreme person. Because the Supreme Lord wants to be liked to be controlled by his pure devotees. We see Damodar Ashtakam, we pray every day. What is the whole pastime? Whole pastime is that Krishna is, you know, crying. Rudantamur Netram. Yeah? So he is rubbing his eyes with two hands. And Mother Yashoda is, you know, chastising. The Supreme Person is acting under the control of his devotees. And they want to be controlled. So, you can see the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, even Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. He is ready to do anything for his devotees. He is controlled by that love, by that devotion. Then the Supreme Lord, even though he is a supreme controller, he is a Ishwara. He controls everything, right? He controls the matter, material, energy, prakriti, even the jivas under his control. So everything is controlled by him. But he can be controlled by devotees' devotion. Isn't that amazing? That the Supreme Lord likes to be controlled by his devotees. But then not by you know, like a cheap fame or anything. So like I was seeing, you know, one of the clippings of this so-called Godman. They pay someone to act in certain way, like in an aesthetic symptom. So they keep people here and there, you know, whole assembly of people, and they, you know, middle of that, you know, they'll do like this, and then they get the whole the energy from their body and they throw. And then in all of a sudden in the middle someone, you know, act like some, they got some fits, you know, the fits, like they act like that and they fall down. All of a sudden, you know, everyone is there, and then, you know, all of a sudden one person is shaking vigorously up and down and showing the, you know, Ashtabhavika, Ashtasatvika, you know, Siddhis, like, you know, all the emotions and everything foaming, and then fall down and collapse, and then people will come and take him and go. So it's not like one time or two times, it's like 2-3 times. So he will throw this side, someone will fall this side, and he will throw this side and someone will fall. Is it controlled by money? That I give you some certain, you know, you act in certain way. For cheap publicity, adoration, and marketing. So they have all marketing team to spread that this person is the supreme person. They have different departments and everything to spread the glories. But they go to hell. They simply go to hell because, you know, one time, I think the pastime of Ramanujacharya, there was a disciple and Ramanujacharya was going, and they see so many, there was a snake lying and there were so many ants eating the snake. And then Ramanujacharya saw and then said, feel petty, and then he walked back. And then, you know, the disciple asked Ramanujacharya, you know, what is this? He said that snake was a guru, previous life, and the ants are his disciple. They're eating his body because he cheated. So in Bhagavatam he says, how can you claim that you are a demigod or a, you know, a father or a, you know, a great person if you can't able to deliver the dependence? How can you claim that you are a great person because you can't even deliver your dependence? So if someone claims to be, you know, a great person, guru, or, you know, great God, imagine their condition. because they are not only taking them to hell, but they are taking whoever is following them. So this is the Kali Yuga, you know. So we have so many popping here and there. So we can take from instruction from Srimad Bhagavatam, because you know, if you see the great personality, demigods, everyone are coming and praising Prithu Maharaj. They knew this is, great person. It's not an ordinary person. They knew that very well. Even Prithu Maharaj knew, but then he is telling so that we know in future. It's like Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Arjuna is he is acting, or he is asking question that how can I understand you? I am bewildered. So we should not understand that Arjuna is in ignorance. Arjuna is never ignorant. He is Gudakesha. Gudakesha means he has conquered the sleep and ignorance. He has conquered both. How can a person, if Krishna is saying Gudakesha, if a person is Gudakesha, how can we put in ignorance? He has already conquered the ignorance and sleep. So, but the benefit of future, benefit of people who may have doubt in future about the position of Krishna, about the position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Arjuna is playing that role for the benefit of common people. So that's why Krishna is showing the universal form too. We have to, he is asking, can you show? Because he is already convinced. In the 10th chapter, he is already saying, you are Param Dhamma, Param Brahma, Pavitram, Pushpam, Pavitram. Everything. You are transcendental, you are unborn, you are Ajah, you are the Supreme Person, you are pure. He is telling everything, not on the basis of flattery. Because the next verse he is quoting all the great personality to substantiate from the scriptures and great personalities. So he is showing the universal form to so that in future, if someone claims to be a God-man, then they also, you can ask this question, like Prithu Maharaj, saying this, all these things for our own reference. And if someone is claimed, then we can tell, what are the qualities, you are claiming, show your hand, show your feet, or show, what are the, where is the scripture reference that you appear. So, one time what happened, there was one person claimed that he is God, and he said that I am going to go show the universal form. So they booked a big stadium. And then, he said, so and so date, please assemble, please all come. I am going to show my universal form, everyone can see. So they booked a big stadium, they announced. So it becomes, big thing, getting a ticket also is problem like that. And the whole city is, agitated like that. And it was close to the date, and the day came. And it was, so many people are trying to go, and a big traffic. Then before the, show, then he announced, actually, I have to cancel this event because this has caused so much traffic in the city. So for the welfare of the people and everything, I have to cancel this show. So like that. And then another person claimed that I am Kalki. So what happened, they had a show which they tricked everyone. So what happened, they called all these Kalki avatar, they one by one they called, and they made a live show, and they made a stage. So they invited, please come and address the people, Divya Darshan, show your Divya Darshan, come and give your pravachan, like that. So they invited the Kalki, so-called Godmen, and they invited all the Kalkis. So they didn't tell everyone that we are inviting other, your expansions also. They didn't tell that. They didn't inform. They thought, okay, we are, I am the Kalki, they acknowledged that I am coming, So what happened, when they came into the stage, they saw 28 Kalki were there. So what the organizer did is, okay, now we have so many Kalkis, now you decide among yourself who is the Kalki. And they made it as a debate, and they showed it as a live. So everyone ran, because fighting, So, you know, everyone climbing, and you know, this is to know, you know, to help us to identify who is the Purushottam, who is the supreme person. Otherwise, how would you know? Because you know, it's like if we don't know, you know, like for example, if we don't know who is supreme person or who is Krishna, it's much easier. But we are already, you know, in illusion that I am following so-called guru, or you know, I am accepting he is the supreme. Then it has a hard job to clear that and to give the right knowledge, right? And more confusing, more, you know, with they use the same scripture, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, to take away people away from, you know, Krishna. That is more, you know, difficult. So that's why these examples, these pastimes are there in, you know, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, to at least have some knowledge of who is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is not an incarnation. How can we ourselves be, you know, safe from this so-called claim, you know? So that way we can be safe. So, but even though Prithu Maharaj requested not to praise and not to pay, but still you can see the next chapter, and again they will still glorify. They knew this is, you know, we accept you as a supreme person. So that's why this section is very important at the current situation scenario, that we understand who is a supreme person. So I'll stop here and see if anyone has any comments or addition or question what we have discussed. Mixed. They don't know fully. They're just attracted by the external feature, or you know, and they'll switch over, keep changing. And also, you know, a kind of impersonalism is very ingrained, you know. Whatever, you know, the impersonal aspect is very powerful in terms of, you know, accepting the Supreme Personality also. But then if you accept some person, that means in a complete ignorance. They are just, you know, allured by some, you know, mystic or some, you know, usually, you know, it's like if you say, for example, we go with word of mouth, or you know, like a propaganda, that if you know, if you say for example a great person, so-called person become great because we hear from someone who haven't got done the research or the background work. We are devotees, we don't usually accept anyone because we go by Shastra, we go by scriptures. So no one can mock around. But then for those people, there is no Shastra, there is no following. If I set 10 people to spread my glories and give money, they will tell to 100 people. 100 people will go and tell 1,000 people. So, but no one has checked, no one asked question, proper relevant question. What is your philosophy? What is your propaganda? So we have to, you know, help them in such a way that You know, we are not supposed to offend. We are not, you know, offend or disrespect. We give respect to, you know, each and every living entity. But at the same time, we have to give without compromise. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada never compromised. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, like when he was in New York, I think, they told, you know, what is this, you know, your costume and everything. You should start wearing coat suit and you should be, you know, wine and everything, you know, they all. You should adopt their culture, you know, then only you can give them proper spirituality. So Prabhupada said, I am not here to take anything. I am here to give Krishna. So I don't want anything. I don't want to adopt their culture and everything. I am giving the knowledge. So, even, you know, people claim, you know, Prabhupada may be God, you know, maybe Krishna. We had that problem, right? People thought Krishna, you know, Prabhupada is Krishna. Prabhupada was very upset because he always wants to represent Krishna. He doesn't want to take, that becomes Mayavad. So we also want to present Krishna without any compromise. But if they, at least they know the truth, you know. They may not accept you, but at least we should tell them. Yes, Madhuri.
I was just wondering about the use of dancing among devotees. The relation to the pastime is that pricing is like an insult.
Yeah.
So how can that be applied among devotees that usually they pray to Father and also at the same time is a necessity to recognize and manage the devotees quality?
Yeah, usually, you know, say like, it's a nature, it's a quality of a devotee to glorify others, that one should do. If one is not glorifying, he will, this is a statement I heard, like, if one is not glorifying, he will fall down. If one accepts the glorification, he will fall down. So you should glorify others. So it's like any rules and regulation, this is Bhakti Siddhanta's you know, model, that any strictness, any rules and regulation applies to me and doesn't apply to others. So when devotee glorify, of course, you know, we cannot judge, you know, whether he is flattering or real glorification. But at least we should know that is the expectation they are having for me. So like here, Prithu Maharaj, they're glorifying their, you know, but he just got into throne. He has not manifested the qualities which they mentioned. But eventually, that is like a prediction in the future. He will show that qualities and he will show, you know, he will set, he will come to that, you know, price, what they, you know, worth. But for devotees, when they glorify, when they praise us, we just have to pass our glory, whatever, you know, all glories to Prabhupada, that we say, right, every time. All glories to Guru, all glories to... So whatever glory, whatever we're doing, we just have to pass on to, you know, to the parampara. It's like the hot potato. Any glorification we receive is like a hot potato. You cannot hold it for a long time, it will burn you. So you just have to pass it on to someone. So when we do that, then, you know, then we are not affected by that. But if sometimes, you know, people, you know, say, you know, it is it's a common term. Prabhu, you are a pure devotee, you know, you are a Suddha Bhakta. You are the best devotee, like. You know, they say, you know, sometimes, you know, they say, oh, Prabhu, you are my guru, you know, you are like the guru, you know, like, you know. So sometimes you have to be strict. I tell Prabhu, what you want, you know, tell me. Do you want anything? How can I serve you? No, Prabhu, you are amazing, you know. No, what you want? So if it's real glorification, I heard one lecture, he says, actually the real glorification touches the heart. If someone glorifies you and it really touches your heart, then you know, okay, this is, you know, real. And, you know, flattery we can tell, you know, Prabhu, you know, thank you very much, all glories to Prabhupada, you know, whatever you want, you tell to Prabhupada. So, but the glorification, you know, we should glorify others. That is our, you know, way of progressing in bhakti, that we appreciate and we glorify the devotees, the deities and parampara. So we should know someone praising. This is like, you know, an example where Prithu Maharaj is, you know, is in the verse that is an insult that to, you know, to show that if someone claiming that he is a great person but he is not acting, then if someone, the followers, the devotees are glorifying, then it's an insult. We should understand by, you know, certain situation and context. If someone claims that he is the supreme person and the followers are also glorifying, but he is not, then he should understand, the person who is receiving, understand that should be an insult. Only fools will say, okay, fine, you know. That's a, I think the verse is also there. What is that? See here, this verse number 25. As a person with a sense of honor and magnanimity does not like to hear about his abominable actions, a person who is very famous and powerful does not like to hear himself praised. Okay? There, even if you ask, I think one time Prabhupada asked, you know, you are claiming to be God. Then his answer is, you know, actually I am not climbing, but my followers and disciples are saying I am God, but actually I am not, you know. It's a indirectly, you know, he is accepting. If he really does not believe, think that he is not God, he should have checked his followers, you know. Prabhupada gives heavy, you know, rascal, you know. He's a rascal, you know. It's a rascaldom. This rascaldom has to be stopped. So, for devotees, usually that's not the case, that, you know, some, that, you know, this, we have this problem, but for preaching friends, we have to be, understand that this is an insult. For devotees, we have to understand, you know, is it real glorification or flattery, or, you know, what is it? Does that answer your question? Or make sense? Yeah. Okay. Anyone wants to add? Yes, Madhuri.
And just to double check that Lavati has explained now, the glorification has to come really from the heart, not for the sake of glorifying someone, yeah. Glorified. And when they glorify, you have to say that if it is real, you have to say that it's all glories to Guru and Guru.
Yeah. It has to, if it's not coming from the heart, you just do it from lips, it will come one day from heart.
We have to do for, even if you don't feel it, we have to say that?
Yeah, we have to appreciate devotees, yeah. Otherwise, how it will come?
You will realize one day, right?
Yes, one day. Till that, you have to glorify. So we bow down to Prabhupada, we bow down to deities. You know, one may not feel like to do it.
Okay.
But still we do it. So one day, genuinely, you will bow down. So that is, you know. So we follow certain rules so that spontaneity will come. So right now, we may not like to glorify Guru or glorify, you know, devotees. But still we take opportunity when, you know, we can glorify. So one day it will, you know, genuinely comes from our heart. So, yeah, that is, you know. We'll stop here. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.